so adorable together. I really hope this is what she needs. Hopefully now I can work without worrying so much about her running off. Coming along nicely. Still in an awkward phase of the process. Just for more than last night, though still sparse. Arm and leg hair. Denser. Turning silver as well. The nails. Darker. Sharper, looking more like claws. And the hair up here. Losing pigment at the roots. Teeth are slightly sharper. And the tail, a little longer than before. That seems to be it for now. Vivi. Hey, Vivi. Good morning, dear. How was your night? Were they good for you? Oh, you two are just too precious. Are you hungry at all? You should eat. And it is best that I get this thing adjusted to your diet as soon as possible. No doubt getting, it to eat will be a challenge. Hey, plaything, or whatever she sees you as. It is morning. Hey, get up. You must be... Huh. Such a shame. Oh, hush, Vivi. Oh, gods. I was hopeful I would not have to go through this again. Now, in light of that little outburst, I think now is a perfect time to tell you of the rules that come with living here. And just for you, and that shallow mind of yours, I will try to simplify them. One, you are to stay under this roof with either Vivian or I unless instructed otherwise. I need to know where you are at all times. No exceptions. This forest is full of creatures beyond your imagining, and I do not wish for my floor to be turned red by your bloodied pelt. Two, anything you do to any of my belongings will be reciprocated in kind. For example, you break a vial in my lab, I break one of your fingers. Simple enough. Three, my word is final. You will do as I say and not talk back, no matter what. And lastly, four, which I think is the most obvious, any attempts to harm either me or Vivian, no matter the circumstance, will be met with harsh punishment. That little slap I gave you was nothing. Test me again, and I will not hold back. Oh, come now, Vivian. You should know by now that I will not tolerate disobedience. To allow that would mean I would now be stuck with two unruly pups distracting me from my work. And besides, little one, you will be very familiar with the feeling. By the time you are through with your transformation, you will have gotten used to constant pain. Oh, yes. Constant. Your bones shifting and breaking for hours at a time. Your very skull changing shape. Oh, last night was just the start. Even without the sedative I gave you, you would not have felt much. But now, without it? Oh, my dear, you will be begging for death. Berries. Oh, no, little one. I will not be sedating you anymore. I mulled it over last night and concluded that having you suffer through that excruciatingly dreadful pain could alert me of when you're going through key parts of the transformation. If I am to examine you properly, then I must be here to witness you in those moments. And rather than just hoping that I am out here when it happens, I prefer to listen for your screams and eventually howls of pain. Even if it means having to listen to your pain for hours on end. Can you not feel it already in your tailbone? What does it feel like? Nothing yet. Strange. Well, I am sure you will feel it soon. As tolerant of pain as werewolves are, that kind of pain would be too much for even them to bear. Now, for food. Breakfast has been delayed long enough. And you'd better be grateful for your food. Meat is not easy to come by for us. Since Vivian refuses to hunt, I've had to resort to setting up crude snare traps throughout the forest. Not at all efficient, as we can only sit by and hope that something is oblivious enough to wander into one of them. Still, it irks me that she refuses to hunt. Ever since I've had her, she's not shown even the slightest interest in it. She simply lacks the spirit, I guess. No, instead of tracking and rushing down prey like a normal werewolf should, she usually attempts to take in and shelter anything she has come across. And, unsurprisingly, she's had about the same luck with that as she has properly hunting. Well, there was that one occasion where she managed to coerce a deer into staying with us. It did not last long. It pained me to do it, but our supply of meat had run dry and... Regardless, it makes sense that forest animals would run away from her. Even other wolves fear her towering figure. Terrifying as she can be, though, she could never actually hurt another creature. Humans especially. Which is why it puzzles me so much that she took you down so ravenously. That is the first time I have seen her use that sort of force on another living thing. Maybe she'd finally snapped and could no longer cope with being alone. Went out on one of her little tangents in the forest, saw you, and took action. Wandering around the forest all on your own. Idiotic, really. Maybe that is what she liked about you. A vulnerable little former human. Lost and alone, not a single soul to help you. Miles from your, or any, village. You were lucky that Vivian found you before something else did. Now, eat. Good girl, Vivi. What? Oh, come now. Were you really expecting anything more than this? Oh, my apologies. Were you hoping for something more extravagant? Would you like a steak? How about a vine of grapes? Maybe a little bread with some wine to wash it down? Even as a human, you are not deserving of anything more than what is in front of you. The rags you were wearing the other night told me everything about how you used to live. A poor little peasant, rejected from society with nothing left to your name. You are beneath me. Nothing but an animal with no privilege to anything other than what I give you. So you are to eat what you are given, no matter how raw or revolting it may be. Understand? You really are as simple-minded as I thought. Still thinking raw meat can harm you. You will be fine. Your body is that of a werewolf now. If there were any danger of you becoming sick, I would not be serving your meat raw. So, either eat, or I will mash it up and force it down your throat. I will not have my little girl's new plaything waste away so easily. Very good. I could do without the crying, But we will get there eventually. At least you're eating. And that reminds me, I still have nothing to call you by. Did I ask you for your name? Keep eating. No, by now, your human name has lost all its meaning. As of Vivian's bite, the previous you no longer exists. And since you more or less belong to her, it is only fitting that she be the one to name you. How? Gods, you really know nothing about lycanthropes. No, she cannot communicate through speech, but she can communicate with me, if I so will it. And soon with you. I could explain further, but it really is not worth the breath it would take. Eat. Good. I only brought up your name so I could tell you what I will be calling you by until Vivian properly names you. Until then, I think I will refer to you as... Plaything. Fitting, considering how Vivian likes to fool around with her toys. There is still something troubling me. That little outburst you had was quite unexpected. I do not recall Vivian ever snapping at me like that. Makes me wonder if bringing you to my lab is still a good idea. Unless... then Vivian could... No, that should happen on its own. Trying to force it through magic may have inverse consequences. And the mating process will take care of that anyway. You ask a lot of annoying questions. I cannot wait until you lose your ability to speak. You will be much more tolerable. And yes, I said mating. It is only natural that she would want to be close with you. She did choose you, after all. And becoming mates is the closest you two could possibly be. There is something about you she just cannot get enough of. You see what I mean? She absolutely adores you. She chased you down in the forest all on her own, carried you back here, then held you and stroked your hair while you were unconscious. It will not be long before you are completely bound to her, if not already. Aww, how adorable. If she holds you any tighter, I might get concerned. Well, it is time that I retire back to my lab to prepare. I'm planning to more thoroughly examine you as well as perform some tests. I will be retrieving you later today, so you two enjoy yourselves until then. And Vivi, do try not to break them.